Dear God, help us today to understand how fear can affect our lives, how fear can destroy our faith. Help us to overcome it. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk today about a type of fear, a type of fear that is opposite to our faith. The reading is taken today from Proverbs 1, verse 7, which reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." When the Bible talks about the fear written in Proverbs 1, verse 7, which we've just read, it's talking about respect and profound adoration for the Lord. This type of fear enhances your faith. But there's a type of fear that is the opposite of faith, a fear that attempts to destroy your faith in God. It even goes so far as to destroy your confidence and your health. This was not how God created mankind to be. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You know, to understand how this type of fear became a part of human nature, you have to go back to the beginning when God created mankind. And in Genesis 3, verse 1 to 7, we read, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings." Here you can see what I call the three steps which led to man's separation from God. They are deception, disobedience, and death. In Genesis 3, verse 8 and 9, we read the following, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?'" Here we can see that God had always walked with the man and woman in the garden. But on this particular occasion, when he came, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. After the Lord God had called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" He said in verse 10, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." They hid themselves because they were afraid. This type of fear also stops you from experiencing the blessings of God. This is because your fear becomes a barrier between you and God. Sin brought separation between mankind and God. Firstly, through Satan deceiving Eve so that she ate of the forbidden fruit and gave it to Adam to eat, so that deception led to disobedience, and then finally, death entered the human nature, which caused separation between God and mankind. Now, because the spirit of death and fear are connected, fear will always affect your health and your well-being. Fear goes even further. It promotes and attracts negativity. We can see this in the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 25, where it is written, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." This verse describes fear as a magnet which draws the things you worry about to become realities. You see, take for instance, a person living under the influence of fear. Everything that that person is afraid of will most likely happen and come to pass. Another example is a story about a young woman. She was just walking for miles and miles, enjoying the day, enjoying life. And she forgot where she was. And she found herself in an open plain of land where there was only one house in the near distance. It started to rain heavily. The only cover she had was the only house, which was about 100 meters away. She approached that house and knocked on the door. An elderly woman opened the door, and the young woman said to her, "You are not going to let me in out of this rain, are you?" The elderly woman looked at her and said, "No," and closed the door. You know, this young woman's lack of confidence, because of some kind of fear operating in her, caused her to have to stand out in the rain. Maybe she caught a cold. Maybe she got sick. I don't know. But don't let such an attitude of mind be evident in your life. Now that you have made Christ the central figure, allow him to remove fear. Allow him to deliver you of not being a confident person and not believing in you. Because Philippians 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And you can do all things. And you can overcome every obstacle that you are faced with without the type of fear that destroys your faith, that destroys your health, that makes you feel a lack of confidence overcoming you. You overcome it in Jesus' name. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Without you, the sparrow's song is muted. When it's dawn, without you, the frog no longer spins a skein of spawn. Without you, the world is not for long. Creation's throbbing, heart is torn, and life itself becomes a bomb. Without you, Jesus, without you. Without you, nothing rhymes together as it should do. Without you, the clock goes tick tick and the blackbird looks blue. Without you.